Merciful us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for all pious and orthodox Christians. Again, we pray for our great Lord and Father, His Holiness Metropolitan Joseph, and for our Bishop Anthony, and for all our brethren in Christ. For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, and to thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and into the ages of ages. Glory to the holy, consubstantial, life-creating, life-giving, and undivided Trinity, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Too long for litanies or something, I'll assume you're busy and I'll do them.
Is this where I went and did post-comedia last time?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll check it over there.
Yeah, and then after they get through the Psalms, it'd be a great litany. And so
why don't you just do the litany?
Okay.
And there's an exclamation at the end of the litany for me, or is it?
Yeah, or I can do through the prayers of our Holy Fathers.
Just do through the prayers of the Holy Fathers.
Okay. And the Gospels are marked. This is the Matins Gospel, and this one appears the liturgy. And then these are the names to pray for.
My soul shall be satisfied as with barren mountains, and my mouth shall praise thee with joy. when that speech was shall be stopped. I meditate in thee the night watches, that the devil is for my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, the right hand is holding me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, under the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. House and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. Bishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the
Lord.
For this city and every city and countryside and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. Seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All these remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.
us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
God of glory,
calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen. The unmarried women glanced into the entrance of the tomb, and because they could not hear the brilliance of the angel, they trembled in astonishment, saying, "Have he been stolen who opened paradise to the thief? Or is he risen up who before his passion did preach resurrection? Really, Christ God hath risen, granting resurrection and life to those who are in the
room. I must be there for the Lord of the Lord. I don't know if I'm going to send him the son of a man to the Lord. Or the harness is made to the human center of me. Yet my son of a man to the Lord. But the very company that knows the Lord equals to the man who are. Or put it in the name of the journey in the end of the being at the end of the camp of Gilead. I can't but come and see him at the end of the day. If you are not even
both now and ever against ages of ages. Amen. They beheld the garden of Theotokos when he beheld by supernatural conception without sleep, was amazed and perplexed. But he recalled to his mind the rain falling on the fleece of gold, and the bush burning with fire but not consumed. And he testified before the priest, crying, "A virgin giving birth, and at the remaining virgin."
Oh,
God of my soul. Let thy divine ears listen to me. All those who have placed their trust in the Lord shall transcend all sorrows. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Verily the Holy Spirit doth overflow with streams and passages of praise, and doth water all creation with refreshing life.
Was raised from the dead.
Glory to thee,
كلامك هو اسمك المسمى. ألوم إلى محضر المؤمنين نأتي إلى قيامة المسيح المقدس، لأنه هو ذا بالصليب أتى الفرح لكل العالم، لنبارك الرب في كل حين ونسبح قيامته، أنه إذا احتمل الصبر من أجلنا الموت بالموت حقا.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy great mercy, according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in my words and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities and in sin did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, be hidden in secret things of thy wisdom, as thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt speak for thee with hyssop and ashes made to me. Thou shalt wash and ashes made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness, the bones that be humble, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew thy spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood filthiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For thy desired sacrifice I have given thee. With all of my offerings thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humble, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, and I give pleasure unto Zion, and the walls of Jerusalem be built up. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and over and offering. Then shall they offer bloods upon thy altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, through the intercessions of the apostles. O thou who art merciful, blood out of the multitudes of our transgressions.
Again, O Kula, one word of the Christian name,
of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone
ancestors of God, and of all the saints who we remember this day, we beseech thee, O only most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on us.
Thank you.
keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Thank you. Hallelujah.